What is up, dear listener? You are listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, broadcasting from the unceded ancestral, traditional, and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, specifically from the unceded ancestral and traditional land of the Hencomenum-speaking Musqueam people on UBC Vancouver campus. And boy, oh, frickin' boy, dear listener, it is hot out. Just a reminder to everyone, I guess, drink some water. Never hurts, especially not now. Speaking of refreshing beverages, you just heard Pepsi Vacuum by Dummy off of their EP Mono Retriever. Teachable Moments at CITR's one-stop shop for what's hot and what's not. And today's definition of word cool is cool vibe. Can they hang? Remains to be seen. The question of can they hang is one that I find myself asking often, I guess, when I meet new people, or like when I'm told of new people, I'm like, but can they hang? And a question that I ask myself a lot. I feel like it's good to know whether or not you can hang. Again, remains to be seen for me, but that's fine. We're all learning, growing, changing, etc. But the things that I have determined, or I've decided, and that I will be talking about today, of that determines whether or not someone can hang is their personality, the event, and the general environment. So that's what we're going to be talking about. Another question is, can you even determine if someone can hang? It is so subjective. I feel like every episode of this show is usually pretty vague, or just generally more kind of like theoretical, I guess. This is a pretty pointed question. Can they hang? It's about a person. Is that person cool? Which I don't think is necessarily like, can they hang does not mean are they cool, but it is a little more pointed than our other episodes. So it's a little different. It's a twist on the usual formula. But who's to say? And that's what we're going to be talking about today. So buckle the frick up. Get ready. Before we delve into it, we're going to play some music. This is Save, the Toshiki Hayashi Percent C remix by Sen Morimoto off of his album Sean Motorola, which is just like kind of like a remix of his most recent release, which is called Sen Morimoto. So enjoy that. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
They sit idly by, I don't find it surprising. I take five in a breath, then I finally dive in. I will not call it a lie. Don't wanna waste your time trying to define it.
You are listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded ancestral traditional unceded territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city colony known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I am your host, Dork. Today we're talking about cool vibe, can they hang? You just heard the song Brick by Oblomov off of their 2020 album, Steady Drip of a Broken Spout. Just before that was Burn One for the Saints by Morning Coo off of their 2015 album, Baby Blue. Morning Coo played last weekend at Sunset Terrace. I could not go and I was so sad. I love Morning Coo so much. And I also love that venue. That's just like a really fun venue. So if you were able to go, I'm jealous. How's it feel? Just before that was Save, the Toshiki Hayashi Percent C remix by Sen Morimoto off of his album Sean Motorola. Today's definition for cool is cool vibe. Can they hang? Can we determine it? Who knows? We'll figure it out. Right now, we're going to talk about personality. I feel like a big, again, like I was saying before the break, it's such a personal question. Usually these episodes aren't so pointed, I guess. But the things that I think, make this question even like kind of, I don't want to say important, but it is a relevant question because it is so subjective. Like, it doesn't have anything to do with general social and like ideas about what cool is. It's about kind of like whether or not this person, can be pleasant, doesn't like harsh the vibe. It's all about, I feel like whether or not you can hang is about like figuring out what the vibe is and maintaining it. So it really depends on the person. And it's so, so, so subjective. We're going to move on. This is Bachelorette by Big Rig off of their self-titled album. And you are listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
She don't called Red is The Hallucination, with their new record, One More Saturday Night, featuring Javier Mighty, Tanya Tagak, and more, out now.
Boom. What's the... Hey guys, if you're listening to this, then you probably are wanting to hear my good show, which is 2010 Radio on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. The show's all about what's up, you know, good times, fun laughs, good songs, and silly tunes. Anything goes, from good stuff to bad stuff. I'll play whatever. I'll play good music from the past, the present, the future, anything I want to. You can hear lots of good stuff. A cool electronic song, or I'll play a nice classical song, or even a jazz melody once or twice, in a row. Anything that I am just loving these days, I will play on the show. 2010 Radio on CITR airs whenever. There's no schedule for my show. It's just sometimes on. So if you hear it, good times, good luck, and sayonara, suckers.
2010 Radio on CITR.
Stimulus.
It's up. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, broadcasting from the unceded ancestral traditional and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations, and the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. You just heard the song Boom Josie by Kamikaze Nurse off of the album Stimuloso off of Mint Records. Just before that was Job Heaven by Aaron Charles Reed, or ACR, off of his most recent release Healthy. And then opened that set with Bachelorette by Big Rig off of her self-titled album, Big Rig. We're talking about cool vibe. Can they hang? We talked about personality. Now we're going to talk about the event. This upcoming weekend, it's Pride weekend. There'll be a whole special Pride episode next week. But it's just such a... so many events going on, so many different events, so many exciting events, so many different kind of like opportunities for people to like express their queerness in like chiller and like more like, I guess, dancey, intense venues. So it's kind of like a good question, just like in figuring out, like, it's like, can they hang is a little bit like, what do you even want? Like, what's your vibe? Like, what's your vision for this upcoming weekend? I'm gonna take a sip of coffee. But yeah, speaking of just like kind of like going off of events and stuff, there are so many events this weekend. If you do not know about them, give it a goog. Vancouver Pride is a bunch of really great events going on. I'll talk more about them next week, but yeah. Pride, what's up? Go gays. So kind of like with how, Pride has so many different opportunities, and like Pride means it can look so different. And the range of events and the range of kind of like queer celebration is so spectacular. It really comes down again, like we were saying in the last one, to the individual. What are their energy levels? Who are their connections? What will make them feel comfortable? And we're going to talk more about comfort and like familiarity in the next bit. So stay tuned. We're talking about environment. Again, you are listening to Tivo Moments on CITR 101.9 FM, and you are about to listen to The Bug by Megamall, off of Escape from Lizard City. Megamall just released a music video for this song last Friday. Last Friday. And it's so freaking good. If you haven't seen it, go to YouTube and watch it. I will wait. Okay, you're listening to The Bug, and you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. What is up? You are listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM. Teachable Moments is CITR's one-stop shop for what's hot and what's not. In today's definition, we're cool is cool vibe. Can they hang? We've talked about personality. We've talked about events. Now we're going to talk about the environment. But before we get into it, you just heard the song Leech by Divorcer. Divorcer has an album coming out this weekend, Nutty Grotto. And there is a release show at What Lab on Saturday. Just before that, you heard Barnyard by Dumb off of Seeing Green. I want to say Seeing Green came out in like 2019. Leech, oh my gosh, I forgot to mention, this is the whole point. Leech has a music video that came out. It's really good. It's really, yeah, it's up on YouTube. You can watch it. Barnyard also has a very good music video that came out when the album came out. And we opened that set with The Bug by Megamall, which also has a music video that just came out. But we've talked about events. We've talked about personality. Now we have to talk about the environment because it really determines whether or not someone is, even if they can chill, are they able to chill? Are they able to hang? The question is the environment chill? Like, is it something that, like, anyone can kind of walk into and have, and feel comfortable and feel able to like be themselves and able to interact with other people in a non-stressed way? Again, something that I keep repeating this whole episode is that everything is so personal. None of this is like, it's so subjective. It really depends on the person. It really depends on their community. And also, of course, like their anxiety levels, blah, blah, blah. But how comfortable someone is and the context they have for this space. Like, I'm imagining someone who maybe hasn't gone to very many events before. They're going to their first show. They're going to be a lot, in my brain, they're a lot less likely to kind of like be flexible and like, because they don't really have the familiarity. They don't really know what to expect. And but then also the question is, does the environment that they're in, whether that's an event or whatever, like, does that or whether the event is, I guess maybe it's more like, is the event like hanging out with a few people at a park? Is it going to a show? Is it going to like a dance party? Like, does that environment kind of provide context for them and make it easy for them to kind of interact and be comfortable? Because whether or not someone, I feel like that's kind of ultimately like, can someone hang? It's like, are they able to like be themselves and be comfortable in a space? Kind of right at the gate, like how much support do they need and how much support are they able to give? And that really depends, again, on the person. It really depends on the environment. So we're gonna move on because we're running out of time. This is the new, I swear to God, this is the second remix of this song, Honest by Umru, off of Comfort Noise. The most recent one I think was Himera. We played that last week, and this is the Jane Remover remix, Honest, featuring Cecile Believe, off by Umru. You're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
To tell you that Vancouver has a housing problem.
Mass evictions.
Mass rent evictions.
Unfair rent increases.
What happened to rent control and protection from unfair eviction?
If these or other housing matters concern you, you may be interested in joining the Vancouver Tenants Union. For more information, visit tenantsunion.ca.
Megamall's debut EP, Escape from Lizard City, goes live on Friday, July 1st. Buy the cassette and lyric book on Bandcamp or stream wherever you listen to music. For the last 2.5 years, you could avoid everyone except yourself. Welcome to Lizard City.
Oh, I see the love thinking over time.
How'd it go? Are we down with them?
No. They must have seen you.
I know that you're not too ambitious.
I don't have any friends and you can too. Tune into Teachable Moments on 101.9 FM every Tuesday at 4 p.m. if you're a f***ing dork.
I specifically said no geeks.
But my mom says I'm cool.
If you catch me doing that, tell me, it's enough. Say it again, I'll call you bluff.
Oh,
What is up, dear listener? Oh my gosh, we've reached the end of our show. You are listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, traditional, and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. You just heard the song All I Think About by Pedal Supply off of her 2020 EP, Hey. Just before that was Bluff, the Yule and Kin Leon remix by Yune Pinku, and then opened that set with Umru, Honest Jane Remover remix featuring Cecile Believe, and obviously Jane Remover. Teachable Moments is CHI's one-stop shop, what's hot and what's not. Today's definitely the coolest, cool vibe, can they hang? We talked about personality, event, and environment. We touched on this a little bit just before the break, but essentially how I'm going to define can they hang is, are they chill vibes? Which kind of comes down to, like, are they versatile? Are they adaptable? Are they mutable? Like, how much, like, I would not describe myself as someone who can hang because I don't think I'm very mutable. I take up, I think, a lot of attention. And I try to give attention too, but whatever. Like, I don't know if I would describe myself that way. And I don't think it's a bad thing to not be able to hang, obviously. But it is, I think it's an important question. I'm going to take another sip of coffee, excuse me. We are going to close the show with Sophia Stell with her new single, I Need That. Sophia Stell is playing this Saturday at Antisocial Skateboard Shop with Star Party, NASDAQ, and The Artists. Liquidation World Show. It's free. Starts at 6 p.m. Go. You should do it. So this is I Need That. Again, you're listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM. And you know what? Thanks for hanging. See you next. Talk to you next week.
You'll be on the 7, I've been waiting months now. Try to make you slow down, know that you can't stay. Won't talk till 11, I can't fix my head well. Like you didn't know how I could act this way. Oh, get in the car, get out the bar, too far, too late. All I feel tonight is hate you back like back to back, just catch no late. No, it's meant to want so much. I never tell. I wish I was overnight. I'm overdrawn. I say I'm not, but I'm in so sure then, wasted so much time, was never your friend, and you were never mine, I can't ignore it, ignore it, ignore it. I know you have a girlfriend in another life, but you're back here now, and I wonder why. So always face time, you just waste time, you need love. Take mine, no, it's easy from a distance when you don't need me, but I still miss you. You fuck up and I'll get better. I lose it so, don't need a sweater. I know it's wrong to want so much. I'm never tired. I wish I was overnight. I'm overdrawn. I say I'm not, but I'm in love. Shit, you.